The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning. Yeah. All across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And man, oh man, what a week. What a crazy, crazy week in the world of sports. And obviously a lot to look forward to with the NFL as we come to you each and every Sunday live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I know it was daylight saving time all over the country. We don't change here in the Valley of the Sun, but man, oh man, what a week in the sports world, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, and you're exactly right, man. It was a crazy week, from the Red Sox winning to all, dude, there's NFL players getting released, NBA players getting released. I mean, there's all sorts of craziness going on.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously the Dodgers and Red Sox, you're right, that ended earlier in the week. Boston Red Sox were just absolutely fantastic, man. You got to give them a lot of credit. They were the best team all year long, man, from start to finish. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not surprised that they were able to win the World Series in relatively easy fashion. It would have been one of those situations where, wow, if they didn't win it, I think we would have been more surprised than the fact that they did win it. But four times in like the last, I don't know, 15 years or something like that, pretty impressive. They're relatively impressive. So a lot to get into. We're going to talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Right now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. We are going to talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talk baseball. We talk hockey with this gentleman who comes to us all the way from Canada. Good morning, John. How are you? Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. How you doing, man? Well, I don't know where John is at the very moment. John, you there?
Hi. Morning, guys. Doing very well. Hey, there you are. How about you?
So, John, good morning, man. The World Series has come and gone. Obviously, the Dodgers, not really enough of an opponent to put up much of a fight. I mean, obviously, there was one game that was 18 innings, but other than that, I really don't have a lot of memories from the World Series other than the fact that, to be quite honest with you, the best team all season long, the Boston Red Sox, from start to finish, won the World Series, and I truly expected it to happen. It did happen. I was thinking like 6 games. It took 5 games, but truth be told, I would have been more shocked and surprised if they didn't win the World Series, John, than the fact that they did win the World Series.
Yeah, very disappointing from a Dodger standpoint, very disappointing from a neutral bystander's standpoint. It was, other than that one game, game three, as you've mentioned, which was essentially 2 games in 1 because, of course, it went 18 innings. But I really thought that the Dodgers could get back into it once they got back to Los Angeles, got away from that cold weather in Boston that they're not used to. I thought the momentum from the 18-inning win on the Friday night in Game 3 would get them back into the series, but they came up totally flat on Saturday in Game 4. They were actually leading the game 4-0 at one point and then just let it go away. I mean, they basically salted the thing away, and I think once we saw that, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that the series was going to end in Game 5. Very disappointing. I expected a much better showing from the Dodgers, but when you only hit 180 through 5 games, the other team, Boston, only hits 222, you've got your opportunities, but when you only hit 180, you're not going to win too many series.
Yeah, I mean,
John,
I
was just going to mention, you know, we saw that Kershaw signed that extension in L.A. Was there any doubt that he was going to go anywhere else? I mean, was L.A. just a foregone conclusion that he'd resign?
My feeling was that it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to resign. I'm a little surprised at the terms they worked out, because if I read the numbers correctly, what he had left on his existing contract was 2 years at a total of $65 million, so that's, what, $32.5 million a year. He's now signed for 3 years at $93 million, which is $31 million. So he's guaranteed himself an extra year. He's guaranteed himself $30 million, but he's actually taken a bit of a pay cut. So whether this was, quote-unquote, a favor to the Dodgers to give them some luxury tax relief, I'm not certain. But I never really felt that there was any way that he was going to sign anywhere else. But interestingly, there's a sportscaster here in Toronto where he announced the 3-year extension with the Dodgers on Kershaw's behalf. his comment was he didn't think that he would finish his career with the Dodgers. He felt that he would end up with the Astros or the Rangers back in Texas. So I thought that was kind of an interesting comment because clearly in 3 years his best days will be well behind him. I would have thought if he was going to make big money, this would be the time. But I just think he's the type of citizen that wants to stay where he is. He feels there's a job there that needs to be done and hasn't been finished. And, you know, in this day and age, you've got to admire an athlete that takes that stance.
No, I agree with that. Well said. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down some of the aftermath of the World Series. Obviously, Kershaw re-signing with them, staying in Dodgerland. And, again, that's another thing I don't think anybody was all that shocked or surprised about. I think you alluded to it pretty well, very comfortable in that situation. But with that being said, you know, the Dodgers have gotten to the World Series now, you know, a couple times. They're unable to get a World Series championship. What kind of changes do they need to make? And then, you know, looking into next year, who are some of the teams that you think will be back in the to the playoffs next season, John?
Well, I think the Dodgers have been a little bit misleading from the standpoint that they've been the National League champions the last two seasons, but in both cases in the World Series, they've run into an exceptionally good team. We've talked several times about the fact that how strong the Astros were in 2017 and also in 2018. And you've alluded to how strong the Red Sox were in 18. So I don't think it's any disrespect to lose to either of those teams. Maybe the Dodgers are just, quote-unquote, the best of a bad bunch at this point. But they certainly do need to make some changes. I'm a little puzzled why they left all those home runs on the bench. We talked about that last week. That really struck me as odd. When you've got a bunch of guys that can hit home runs like that, you need to outscore the other team. I just thought it might be more of a strategy issue than anything else, but there's going to be some changes in Los Angeles. That's a huge payroll. They have to improve the team and reduce payroll at the same time, which is pretty much a hard task to do in combo. So I think we're in for some interesting times with the Dodgers.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you know, now we're going to get into the free agent time of the year, which a lot of people like, and I like it because it just gives us something to talk about. But, you know, there's a story out there the Giants could go all in with Bryce Harper. And, you know, last year they went after Giancarlo Stanton, and they got turned away. They got rebuffed there. Would San Francisco be a good spot for Harper, or do you see him staying in Washington?
Well, that's one of the big puzzles. You know, given the year that Harper has had, I don't think he's going to get the contract, either terms or dollars, that he had hoped for by playing out his free agent year. So I'm not so sure that he's going to get top value unless somebody grossly overpays for him. I'm not so sure that he's going to have his contract demands met. My feeling would be that if I was Bryce Harper, I'd be more interested in going back to Washington, gambling on myself for 1 year, putting up some big numbers, and then taking another run at the free agent market 12 months from now. Is he a fit for the Giants? Yes, he certainly is. The Giants need something to jumpstart that team. Posey's future is a little bit questionable, but it's still a pretty good team. I can see him helping that team, or I can see him helping any team. Whether he wants to go to the West Coast is another story. I guess he grew up in Nevada, so maybe he doesn't consider San Francisco that far from home. In fact, it's probably a lot closer than Washington is for getting home to see his family. But from my standpoint, if I was Harper, I think I'd bet on myself, sign a one-year contract with Washington, and roll the dice for another 12 months.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down some things going on in the Major League Baseball offseason, or thinking about some of the things that could happen in the Major League Baseball offseason. Hey, I got a question for you, John, and I'm curious as to some of those teams that were in the playoffs this year. Who do you think has the best chance to get back, and then who might have some good chances to make some noise next year? And, you know, out of the teams that may not be back, who do you think might be joining the party and be in the playoffs for Major League Baseball next year?
Well, I guess it's a foregone conclusion. We can look at Boston and Houston as two of the participants in the American League. Probably the Yankees are still a safe bet. Oakland, I think, is a good shot at returning. So that really doesn't leave much flexibility for other teams. A lot of teams have got a lot of work to do, the Angels for one. In the National League, I can see the Brewers heading back if they can retain the players they got at the end of the year and perhaps strengthen that rotation a little bit or at least solidify that rotation. The Cubs, you know, are going to be there. I don't see the Cardinals being satisfied missing the postseason 2 years in a row. The Dodgers, clearly a candidate if they can hold things there. The Giants, we've already talked about, they're a couple of players away from getting back in. You have to look at the Nationals and say that sooner or later they're going to do it and get in. So I think we're in for a very competitive 2019 season, quite frankly. But, of course, it will only shape up once we know how the rosters look after the free agent market these next few weeks.
All righty, John. That's pretty solid stuff. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk a little hockey. You know, we haven't been doing that much, and baseball's over. It's now time to get into the NHL. We'll talk Arizona Coyotes and a whole heck of a lot more. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, throw out your Twitter handle as well, please.
@12JohnPoulter.
Very good. And, you know, we were talking about what's going on in Major League Baseball, obviously giving our props and to the Red Sox for winning the championship, the World Series, another one for them. Great thing for them. And talked a little bit about the Dodgers and where they're going and some of the other things that may potentially happen as we look forward to next season in Major League Baseball. But we have been neglecting something I know that's very near and dear to your heart. I know you love talking about the NHL. I know you love talking hockey, and rightfully so. You're living in Canada. You're Canadian, and it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense to me. And that's one of the things I really, truly love talking to you about, because I don't know it as well as you do. So the truth is you literally are my professor of sports when it comes to talking NHL hockey, John. And right now, you know, in the Eastern Conference, atop the Atlantic, you have the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're a solid team. We all know about them. The Islanders making a push early right now on the West. The Western Conference, Nashville, I don't think that's all that surprising. We know how that they had that nice deep run. But seeing Calgary back up on top has got to be somewhat nice. And Vancouver there and Edmonton as well. So the Pacific is just loaded with a lot of those Canadian teams. But and it's been a while, to be honest with you, since we've seen some of those guys back in the mix too. But right now, what would you say about the standings of NHL hockey? Because right now they look a little interesting to me.
Yeah, they do. To some extent, they're sort of upside down. I was thinking this morning, you know, if we were going to talk about surprises, there's a fair number on the positive side. There's a few on the negative side as well. You've touched on the Islanders as being a very positive surprise in the East, especially after losing their best player, John Tavares, to the Toronto Maple Leafs. We all kind of thought that there might be a big hole to fill there, but they seem to have filled it reasonably well with every guy stepping up as opposed to one guy stepping up big. They've won 5 games in a row. They're playing exceptionally well in first place in the Metropolitan Division. I think Montreal, seeing them in a wild card position is probably a surprise. I don't think anybody thought that they would play that well. Buffalo, same thing, in a wild card position at this point, about 12 or 13 games into the season. I don't think any of us thought that. Ottawa's been surprising in the West. The teams you mentioned, Calgary, Vancouver, Arizona's been surprising. Colorado's been surprising, and so has Minnesota. All of those things on a positive note. But I look at the Western Conference, and I look at Winnipeg, who, in my mind, are a better team than they've shown on the ice so far. L.A., St. Louis, Anaheim, and last year's Cinderella team, Vegas, are all playing a long ways below what we all expected. But, you know, it's very early in the season. We're 15 games max into an 82-game schedule, so lots of things can still happen. Lots of ground to make up and lots of opportunity to make it up. And especially with those so-called three-point games where a team winning in overtime gets 2 points and a team losing in overtime gets 1 point. You can actually get a point by losing, which allows you to close the gap a little bit quicker than normal. But it's been, in a nutshell, it's been very surprising so far. Lots of offense, which is always great to see. These 2-1 games seem to be a thing of the past. And if you like offensive hockey, it's been great so far.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL. And, you know, you said something that kind of tipped me off a little bit, and not in a bad way, but you said you're surprised about the Arizona Coyotes. And to be honest with you, I'm not all that surprised. With the way that they finished last season, John, they would have been a playoff team had they played, you know, the last couple of months. If they would have played like that for the whole season, they would have been the Vegas Knights of last year, and it would have been an unbelievable story for them. So I'm not quite as shocked maybe as some that the Arizona Coyotes have gotten off to a good start because of the way that they finished last season, at least in my humble opinion, John.
Well, the reason I make the comment, Andy, is that, to your point, they did play well at the latter half of the season. But, you know, when you see that happen, you always wonder, are they playing well because the pressure's off? You know, is it the same as a baseball team playing very well in September when the games when they're out of it? You know, when the games count, it's a whole different story. But from an Arizona standpoint, I think the big key so far has been the steady play they've been getting out of Antti Raanta as their starting goaltender. He's been a very pleasant surprise, and we all know how important starting goaltending and good starting goaltending is in the NHL. It equates to good starting pitching in Major League Baseball, and Rant has been playing extremely well, and we've seen many times that a good goaltender can take you a long way in that game, and I think Rant has probably been their biggest contributor. And, you know, they've got some good young players, and we all know that Rick Tocchet is a good coach, especially with young players, developing players. He works well with a team. He was a great hire. We talked about that at the time when he first came on board, that, you know, he was probably the best guy for that job. So I'm not surprised when I see how they have played. I'm a little bit surprised that when I looked at the rosters at the start of the season, I wouldn't have thought Arizona to have shown this well this early. But I think it's positive, and let's face it, that's a city where a hockey team has to play well in order to draw fans, and that's what they're doing. So, you know, hats off to them. Let's hope it continues.
Hey, I got one more, and then, Mike, you're absolutely more than welcome to jump into the conversation. Sorry, I feel like I'm dominating this a little bit, but the truth is I got one more to throw at John before I loses my train of thought on this. You know, you said it's earlier in the season, John, and I agree. Obviously, you know, you're looking at somewhere between 12 and maybe 15 games played or something along those lines for most teams throughout the NHL. But with that being said, we have seen in other sports how important it is to get off to a good start. And those, and especially, like, let's be honest, last year what happened to the Coyotes and how they got off, it was impossible for them to get back into it. So no matter how well they played the last couple of months of the season, it didn't matter. I don't necessarily know if the pressure was off them or it just didn't matter. And you know what? They kind of figured things out, at least to a certain degree at that point. But you've said that it's early. I agree, it is very early. With that being said, how important is it for these teams that have gotten off to a good start to build their confidence first and foremost? But some of those teams, like, you know, the Rangers, you know, who are in the cellar, the Panthers, who are, you know, not right there, and obviously their point total is pretty low. The Blues, a team that, again, in the past has been pretty good. The Kings, a team that has been, you know, a Stanley Cup caliber team over the past decade, last 5 years. They're way out of it right now. So early starts, how much does that affect teams that are getting out of the gates really strong, and how does it affect teams that are getting out of the gates really poorly, John?
I think it affects young teams, inexperienced teams, greatly, because clearly 2 points in October is as important as 2 points in April, the same way that a five-game winning streak in a Major League Baseball season in April is just as important as one in September. There's no question that it develops the culture that you're looking for to win. And I think if a team is going to start off badly and wants to get back in it, you need a veteran team or a team that's been there before and knows exactly what is needed to get back in the race. This is why it was important for a young team like the Coyotes to start off well, so that they're not disappointed, they're not discouraged. They can see that they can do it. They're 7-5 after 12 games. They're plus 11 in terms of goals for and against. So lots of things going well for them. They've won five games in a row. I think it's important that they start early. It's a great confidence builder, and those are points that can never be taken away from them. So, in answer to your question, I think it's tremendously important that a young team gets out to the right start and gets those points early, because the veteran teams do know how to win, and they're more likely to be able to come back later in the season than a young team is.
John, Gary Bettman comes out and he says, we're going to have some games in Prague and we're going to have some games in Stockholm. What's behind this move? Like, is it just, kind of PR to go back to Europe and give them a view of the NHL, or what's behind this?
Two answers, marketing and money. Maybe one answer, because one translates into the other. I don't agree with it, quite frankly. It's the same as when that year they had those Major League Baseball games in Australia. I think it's taking away from the people that are your true fans. It's great that the other countries can see the sport at the top level, but I don't agree with it. I just think it's a marketing ploy and nothing else.
Hey, John, great stuff as always. Really appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah. My pleasure as always, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking it down, man. Major League Baseball and hockey, we got both out of them today. Great stuff as always. We got to take a quick short pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We'll come back. We're going to get into some NBA, some college football. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to talk about, never enough time to do it. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so Mike Wilson, we got to get into this a little bit because as I was out of the country enjoying myself, my Milwaukee Bucks were whooping up on the NBA, and then boom, all of a sudden they play the Boston Celtics on the road, and I believe they lose the ball game 115-113. My man Eric Bledsoe had a chance to shoot some free throws, doesn't make them. Milwaukee winds up losing that ball game by one possession. You guys hit something like 24 three-pointers, play a really, really fantastic basketball game. And when I say you guys, I don't necessarily mean you, but I know you're a huge Boston Celtic fan, as I'm a big-time Milwaukee Bucks fan. But, look, great start for the Milwaukee Bucks. Boston kind of got out slow, and it looks like they've kind of weathered the storm a little bit. The Pacers playing well. Obviously, Toronto playing pretty well. Detroit, after their quick hot start, they've slowed down. Philadelphia, I don't think they've quite figured it out, found their groove yet. But other than that, the Western Conference, big surprise there. Nuggets playing fantastic early in the season. In that number two spot, Golden State, no surprise there in the number one spot. But there are some interesting things as you look down the line of the Western Conference with the Grizzlies and San Antonio still up there. That's impressive. Sacramento playing pretty good basketball right now. I think that might be the biggest shock of the NBA. But Mike Wilson, NBA is truly fantastic, brother, and it's here, man. I'm excited. I know you are. Just under 10 games in, and wow, I think we're up for a really fun season, man.
I think so, too. And you know, you mentioned that Bucks-Celtic game the other night, and that was a fun game to watch. I mean, that could be a possible Eastern Conference final preview right there. And the one thing that I took away from that game is just how unstoppable Giannis is, the Greek freak. Like, he can get to the bucket from anywhere on the court. He is so long. He is just so dominant. I wrote an article about Giannis, about being the NBA MVP of the year. So your Bucks, I'm worried about playing your Bucks, being a Celtic fan, the Raptors. Looks like Kawhi is he's just fine. You know, and then you, like you said, we move out west, and who would have thought the Denver Nuggets would have got out to an 8-1 start right now? Everybody thought that Golden State was going to, you know, they're going to run the table. I still think they're going to run the table in the West. I mean, I don't see Denver really putting up much of a fight for them, but, you know, the Lakers, you know, I say what you want, but they're treading water right now, right around 500 at 4-5, and you know what LeBron's doing there. I don't like how Magic kind of put Luke Walton, their head coach, on blast a little bit, you know, and said, pretty much, you got to win or you're gone. So my response, if I was Luke, would have been, well, give me some shooters. You know, don't send me out there and try and play in today's NBA without any shooters. But, yeah, the NBA is off and running, man, and it's fun to watch.
You know, Houston's struggling a little bit out of the gates pretty slowly. You know, I think that the Western Conference is going to change quite a bit. I really do. You know, you have the Minnesota Timberwolves on the outside looking in. You have Utah on the outside looking in. Houston also not in. The Pelicans not in. And all of those teams were in the playoffs last year, Mike Wilson. So, look, man, the bottom line is, let's see how the Sacramento Kings continue, because this is impressive. Let's see how the Memphis Grizzlies continue. Let's see what happens with the LA Clippers, if they can continue their kind of run. So I do think that the Western Conference is going to change a little bit. And I think the Timberwolves, even though they've had their issues with Jimmy Butler not being very happy there, They're like you said about the Lakers, they're hovering right around 500. The Jazz hovering around 500. The Pelicans hovering around 500. Houston hovering around 500. And I think we're expecting them to be a lot better than what they are. So the Western Conference is you know what? It's a dogfight every single night out. Let's be honest, man. It's very competitive, and we'll see how that 6 through 8 spot winds up and how close it really is.
No doubt there. And the one team you kind of left out there, and probably not on, you know, purpose or anything, was Portland. You know, Portland's 6-3, and, you know, they got one of the best backcourts in the NBA, and we'll see how that plays out as well. But, you know, you mentioned the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento's kind of like a wasteland the last, 10 years or so in the NBA. I mean, that's like no man's land out there, but yeah. They got youth on their side, man. De'Aaron Fox, running the point, and I really think it's his team right now. So the youth movement in Sacramento is on.
Yeah, I mean, look, it helps to have some continuity and all that, but you know what? It also, you never know, man. You can just put it together at times. So,
right.
Ultimately. You've got some young teams that have come together a lot earlier than I think people thought. But again, it's a long season, and let's see what happens. Speaking of long seasons, let's shift gears and let's talk a little college football, because as we all know, hour number two is dedicated to all NFL talk the whole hour. We break down the games. We talk about a lot of things that are going on in the NFL. But our number one, we kind of go around the world of sports. And we've hit a lot of different things, from Major League Baseball to hockey to NBA basketball. And now let's talk a little college football. College hoops is around the corner too, by the way. So we'll be talking that pretty soon. Pittsburgh continues to like beat these top 25 teams, or at least make games interesting. They did beat Virginia. Alabama beats LSU, and I think that was somewhat of a surprise that it was that big of a margin of victory, because it was relatively close early in that game, and then all of a sudden, obviously, it was roll tied. Clemson puts up 77, pretty impressive there. Notre Dame struggles against a Northwestern team that, you know, is okay. They're not great. They're not going to scare anybody. Michigan manhandles Penn State, and looking like they're poised to have a shot at the national title, which is interesting, because I'd say Jim Harbaugh was probably on the hot seat maybe a year ago, and definitely coming into this season, but obviously they've played pretty well. Georgia gets a nice victory over Kentucky. Oklahoma and Texas Tech, that was a shootout. That was fun to watch. Washington State wins a tough one against California. They struggled all night, to be honest with you. Ohio State, close one over Nebraska. They're pretty much out of it, though, so as far as the national title goes, unless they can somehow muster up a nice win over Michigan, I guess, then that would potentially put them back in the mix. But A-State winds up beating Utah, so that was a nice win. I'm sure you were at the game checking it out. Purdue escapes, gets past Iowa. So there were some good, fun games to watch in the top 25. Auburn beats a Texas A&M team. NC State rolls over Florida State. There's just a lot of typical what you would call college football, but for the most part, everybody held form, but a couple, few little upsets here and there, Mike Wilson.
No, you're exactly right. And let me touch on that Purdue team, man. They've been giant killers this year. They took out Ohio State just a couple weeks ago. They took out a number 16 team in Iowa yesterday. I don't think anybody wants to get on that field with Purdue, especially when Purdue's at home. So, if any of those Big Ten teams still got Purdue on their schedule, they better bring their A game. They're gonna walk out of that game with the Boilermakers with a loss. You mentioned the Washington State game as well. Cal's defense, or as much as Cal struggles, Cal's defense is pretty good, and so I wasn't too shocked that Wazoo struggled a bit with them. And the other thing I'll talk about with Wazoo is, or Washington State, for those of you that are not on the West Coast, is that they're in kind of rarefied air here. This is the first time that they've been kind of close to the playoff talk and just being just being talked about maybe with a playoff berth, even though I don't think they're going to the playoff. So, you know, adjusting to that kind of pressure for a team like that can be, you know, it can be a difficult thing to do. And then, you know, the Michigan, what can you say about Michigan, brother? I mean, that defense is no joke at Michigan. And for all those people that sit out there and they say, you know, Harbaugh is this or Harbaugh is that, he can't coach. He can coach. Like, I can't stand those people that say he can't coach. He's won everywhere he's been. Granted, maybe he hasn't done it as quickly as the big blue people fans would want him to do. But he has a quarterback now that, you know, he can do a lot of things with. And that defense, like I said, is no joke. I mean, they come to play. And I would love to see maybe a Michigan-Alabama championship game. I think that would be kind of fun. You have two great defenses. Alabama with a great offense. Michigan's offense is not too shabby. But you know, Notre Dame as well. I mean, what do we do with Notre Dame if they win out? Do they get in? Northwestern plays them. Northwestern always seems to play the Irish really tough. Like, it doesn't matter what the record is for Northwestern, but they always seem to kind of get Notre Dame in a bind a little bit. But yeah, yesterday was a great college football day, and there's lots of great college football Saturdays yet to come.
Yeah, I agree. And a couple of other games that were interesting as far as results go, Florida getting beat up by Missouri, and they did that, you know, on their field. And then West Virginia with a heck of a win over Texas. You know, I didn't mention that either. But I do want to talk real quickly about a game that you were at. Arizona State beats Utah. Manny has a nice day. And really the guy that had a wonderful day was N'Keal Harry. He's a beast. We all know that. Going to the next level for sure. He'll be playing on Sundays. But A-State now bowl eligible. In the first season under Herm Edwards, also still in the, you know, in a chance to win, you know, their side of the Pac-12. So what say you about A-State football this season, man?
You know what? The train is rolling with Herm right now. And, you know, N'Keal had a good day. Manny had a good day. Eno Benjamin, I don't know if too many people know about this running back, but you should. He had 27 carries, 175 yards, went over 1,000 yards for the season. He's only a sophomore. He's only going to get better. Utah was severely hampered by their quarterback breaking his collarbone. Once that happened, the chances for the Utes just kind of went right down the drain with it.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. I agree with you 100%. Yeah, you know, Benjamin, a couple touchdowns. N'Keal Harry, 3 touchdowns. Another win for A-State, man, under Herm Edwards. And like you said, that train kind of rolling a little bit. It's interesting. Anyways, we got to take another quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back, wrap up hour number one. We'll be back to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at rohproshop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to rohhonorclub.com.
rohhonorclub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. Hour number one has flown by. Mike Wilson always does when you and I talk sports, to be quite honest with you, bro. Obviously looking forward to talking about the NFL as we do that all hour number two, but some really, really good matchups from Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers going at it to the Steelers and the Ravens, which I know is near and dear to your heart, the Rams and the Saints playing, just a lot of games that will have some impact on the rest of the season and playoffs and things along those lines. But man, always excited to talk NFL football. So many fun things to get into, and it's almost too bad. It's like no Patrick Mahomes this week, man. I'm like, wow, I don't get to talk about him until a little bit later. So it's disappointing to me because he's gonna roll up on the Browns today, man. And it's like 26 TDs for that guy. Come on, man. It's just it's amazing, right? NFL, bro. It's unbelievable. It always gives back to us, doesn't it?
Hey, it always does, and it always will. And hey, for people in the Valley of the Sun, they don't have to worry about the Cardinals losing today. For those fans, it's all good.
Yeah, man, they're one of those teams that are on a bye. Cardinals, Jaguars, Eagles, Giants, Colts, and Bengals all on a bye. But anyways, I do hear the music for hour number one, putting a little close on it, which means the hour number two is coming up. So hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.